Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Biden's stupidity is getting us into war. It's something that the Democrats, the same Democrats who said that Trump would get us into war, has now done it. The military knows something is coming. And it is now inevitable, according to many of them. I've talked with people from the military, and a lot of them are saying that something is going to happen within the next couple of years. Biden did it. Harris did it with their complete incompetence and their complete weakness that they've showed the world and Russia that America is not a problem for them anymore. And we also have stuff for the American People's Convoy, which is America's version of what was going on in Canada. And even though those men and women are being arrested, they're all almost to a man, almost to a person, is saying it's not over. They're not giving up. But here's what the parliament in Ottawa is saying about this. This is a recording of MP of the parliament said about the truckers. Listen to this.
Question de commentaire, the Honourable Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Families, Children and Social Development.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And I've heard the words of my colleague on the other side of the floor, and so I have a few questions. As a Jewish member of Parliament myself and a descendant of survivors of the Holocaust as well, I, like many Canadians, were shocked to see Nazi flags, Confederate flags, dismayed and angry and hurt. Horribly hurt. So how many Nazi flags does it take? How many donors from the Capitol riots, it's 1,100 and counting, who have donated to these illegal blockades? How many guns need to be seized? How much vitriol do we have to see of honk honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler, do we need to see by these protesters on social media? Mm-hmm. How many times do we have to see clear indicators that what is out there is not about the hard 2 years that every Canadian has suffered, mm-hmm. but is it about something much deeper and darker and uglier that is threatening the stability of this house? The work that we do as legislators each and every day for our constituents, the democracy that we have to uphold. When will it be an emergency for you and your colleagues across the
floor? The honourable member knows full well that she needs to address the questions and comments of the chair, and I've been trying to single her because there's other people who need to ask questions as well.
Okay. Now, that was from the parliament. At the end of that, the person who was in charge of the thing admonished her for not answering the questions that were before her. She went on a tirade, and like all liberals, and the liberals who are doing it here in America too, she called the truckers honking their horns was the same thing as saying Heil Hitler. Only the Democrats and only the liberals in government can get away with this bullshit. And it's making me sick and tired of what they've been getting away with. Here in New Mexico, it's been going on for years now, and things are finally starting to change. Things are finally starting to change here. This morning, the truckers' convoy, the American version of the Freedom Convoy, they're calling the People's Freedom Convoy, rolled through Albuquerque. Now, Albuquerque has been a liberal bastion for as long as I can remember. But at every overpass and every walkover of the freeway, they encountered people who were out there supporting them and giving them kudos and waving flags and let's go Brandon flags and American flags and everything. They were out there cheering them on. It was a great thing to see. I took a lot of pictures this morning. I got there late. A lot of the trucks had already come through, but the people were still out there. I think that this is really going to backfire on the Democrats. And right now it's being overshadowed by what's going on in Russia and the Ukraine. But if we think about this, every bit of this has been caused by the liberals. Every bit of this has been caused by the Democrats. The last time that Russia invaded a country was during the Obama-Biden administration. During the Trump administration, they didn't do anything. And the reason why is because Trump had respect for Putin. He knew what Putin was about. And Trump was also an enigma to Putin. Putin didn't know what Trump would do, and therefore he didn't do anything. Now that Biden cheated his way back into the White House as president this time, Putin and the whole world knows that America is not strong right now because Biden got rid of all of our strength. He's killing the military. He killed our energy independence. Putin knows this. Putin's not a dumb man. It's just like Trump said. Putin is not a dumb man. He is a strong leader. And the media went hog wild about this. Oh, Trump is praising Putin. No, he wasn't. He was telling the truth about Putin. Putin is a dictator, a very strong dictator who gets his way because he does things strongly, whereas Biden does everything through weakness. Who do you think would win on that one? Sure as hell won't be Biden. But if Trump was still in the White House, this would not be happening right now, plain and simple, because Trump actually told Putin that if Putin did anything, that Moscow would be attacked. Putin didn't know what Trump would do, but he knew what Trump said he would do. And he didn't do anything. Biden's speech the other night just cemented everything that I just said about what Putin thinks of America right now. Because Biden pretty much just handed the whole thing to him. And the military people that I've talked to have told me that within 2 years, something's going to be happening. And it's not going to be good.
What we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said the protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he can.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. One of the things that's going on here in the United States is that it seems like everyone who wants to do what is right for America is being labeled as terrorists and racist, whereas the real terrorists and the real racists like BLM and Antifa, who burned down our cities this last summer and killed many people, they're being praised. That is not the way this country was founded. That is not the way this country should be. But that's what the left is building. They are building a utopia for them. Don't think that it's going to be for you or anyone else, even if you agree with them. It's not going to be for anybody but them. This whole utopia thing that they want, they've got going with the socialist side of everything. There is nobody who is going to benefit from that except for themselves. Right now, I've been getting all these stories about how Hillary Clinton is running around blaming Trump for all the troubles that are going on right now in Ukraine and around this country. And the problem with this whole thing is that we who listen to this show and people who listen to like Mark Levin and who listened to Rush Limbaugh when he was still alive, and who listens to Glenn Beck and all these others, you know, Dan Bongino. We know the problem lies in the left. The problem lies with the left. And it lies with the left and their media because they're bedmates. They've been in bed with each other for years. Anything that the left says, the media is going to report. Anything that goes against what they say, they won't report. Although, this week, even Biden has been getting tough questions from CNN even. Questions that Biden, during his little speech the other day, and everybody was saying that he needed to answer questions. That he needed to answer questions instead of just walking off stage like he has been. Well, he stayed and answered some questions, or at least tried to. And when he tried to answer the questions, he sounded like a feckless know-nothing who didn't know what was going on even inside his own head. He was asked the questions of what was going to happen now that Russia is attacking the Ukraine. He didn't have much of an answer. He was asked the question about Putin raising the specter of nuclear weapons. He said he didn't know. Is that the kind of president that we want, folks? The kind that sits there and hides in the basement every time things get rough? Well, if that's not the kind we want, folks, that's the kind we've got. And the only reason why we've got it is because the cheat of 2020 was allowed. There are a lot of us who fought that. I fought it. But being a show that only gets maybe 50 to 60, maybe 70, 80, maybe 100 people listening, I don't have much of a base. I can say what I want. But what I say isn't heard by too many people. Now, I've been doing this for years now. My numbers are going up. And it kind of looks like I may be getting another partner here in the fact that Douglas V. Gibbs, who has been teaching the Constitution in California and Idaho, California and Oregon and Washington, is now heading in this direction. And I'm going to try and help him get a place where he can actually speak to thousands of people and try and get him in at Legacy Church. He said he'd be here sometime in May, maybe even June, if I can get it set up for him. So far, I've gotten positive feedback on this. But the one person that I need to talk to, I haven't been able to yet. But it will get done. But it kind of looks like Doug has finally got himself going in a way that might even help me, because he's going to start pushing my show just as I push his stuff. I've got a lot of his lesson plans on my computer, the one that I'm using tonight. I've been thinking about doing Constitution classes here in Albuquerque. And I've got his work, his lesson plans and everything that because he would send them to me. And I've kept them. The Constitution, folks, is something that we need to start learning about. And the thing that's sad is that people won't read it because they think it's too long, but they'll open up an 800-page book and read it cover to cover without any problems at all. And the Constitution in my little book, with all of the pages like remembering significant dates and the glossary and index, is 44 pages. And it's a little book. The Constitution itself is only 39 pages. And it's a small book. People need to start reading it. I've got myself the Constitution of the United States. It only happens. Its only keepers are the people. And that's what George Washington said. And the people need to be educated. James Madison said, a well-instructed people alone can be permanently a free people. George Washington said, a primary object should be the education of our youth in the science of government in a republic. What species of knowledge can be equally important? And what duty more pressing than communicating it to those who are to be the future guardians of the liberties of the country? What has happened in our country is our schools have worked for almost several generations to dumb down our people. And I've got a phone call from 574 area code. Hello, you're on the air.
I hate those people that they try to tell us what to do, man. I don't believe a government should be that involved in all our decision-making right down there. I believe it's a problem, and I'm not sure. You know what I think? I believe it goes back to the origins of the country and how we developed into, yes, we're a young country in this world here, relatively speaking, but we're the best one. So I don't think people should tell us what to do, least of all the government and their overreach, their power there.
Yeah, absolutely. The government should not be telling us what to do because the government essentially is our employees, really.
But Joe Biden didn't like that when somebody told him that about 4, 5, 6 years ago. He didn't like that at all. It looked like he wanted to punch somebody right there. Hey, well, I'll tell you what, it's offensive to me when somebody tells me what to do that ain't my boss and has nothing to do with how much money I make every day of my life. Hey, I can vote for somebody. I can go ahead and cast my vote. It don't give them the damn reason to tell me how to live my life and whether I do this or do that or do this. I believe it's went a little bit sideways and it's going like the way that other countries have went. And that's why there's problems like in Europa right over there. And, or to the other side, of, you know what I'm saying? You look at the globe and then there's Europa over there. And there are problems over there right now. They don't like each other. So they're just throwing punches over there. They're just doing that. And it ain't good. It ain't good. It's not consistent with the American way.
Yep, absolutely. It's the problem stems from, you know, like our children have been dumbed down to the point where they think that socialism is the best way to go, and it's not.
I believe they're being hypnotized. They're trying to hypnotize our children right there. That's why I educate all of the kids right there in my trailer park. I do it every morning. I retire now. Yeah, I tell you what, man, we gather around at the table right there. And I educate them myself. I won't let them go to public school. I won't do it because they learn the wrong things. They can't even read American Spanish English. They can't read it. They can't add German math. They don't understand it. They just don't get it. So I had to get involved in that. And everybody in my credit card understand all the children should get a regular education. Right, they go out to the schools there, they get on the school bus there, and who knows what's happening? The parents don't know, they don't even care.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, as long as we have all of these people who do not understand what America really is, we're going to have problems.
It's scary, Powerville. It's scary. Uh-huh. It's scary. When you start messing with the children, now it becomes scary because they're not adults and they don't understand. And, you know, people got to go to work and go to Walmart and go to the store. All the things they got to go do, right? They got to go to work. So they put their children in the hands of people that they feel is doing the best for them. And we just found out because of the COVID, we just found out that maybe they're chasing them the wrong thing. And what are we going to do about it? How do we fix it?
Well, as long as we're allowing what's going on to continue, that's going to cause the problems for the United States. And what needs to be done is we need to put a stop to what's going on.
Well, there's a couple ways to do that, because these kids are going to grow up this way, right? So here's one way. We execute them. We just go ahead and just get rid of the whole entire generation, because it's like a bad tire. You just change it. That's all you do, because we can't correct it no more. And what else do we try to re-educate them and put them in camps and just try to just – I don't know what we do, because things – it has to be serious. So, number one, you execute. And number two, you just put them in a camp there and you teach them. I don't know however long it takes to just re-indoctrinate and cheer it so they don't think that way no more. It'll take a long time, and I don't know what's cheaper or what we should do. But I do know we can't let it exist like it is now. Because
no, we can't let it continue. I've known a lot of parents who have actually pulled their kids out of school and started home teaching them themselves. And there's a lot of parents who – yeah. And there's a lot of parents who can't do that. But
I had two grandchildren, both named Billy. I pulled them right there out of the school. And you know what? The teachers came and running. They came, and I got them. And then my grandbaby. And one boy and one girl, funny enough, they're both named Billy. And I grabbed them out of the school there. And they came running after the kids. And I just busted a 12-gauge right on their right there on the shins. And I never heard nothing about it again. So I guess that's what you got to do these days anymore. I don't know what to do, but I took it to extreme. And them kids get educated right here in the mountains. They're going to be just fine. But I had to go to extreme measures.
Yep. And that's, you know, essentially what people are going to have to start doing is making sure that the children, like with me, my children went to a public school, but when they got home, I found out what they were being taught, and if they weren't being taught what should have been taught, I retaught them at night. So, and
there
a lot of parents won't
well,
take the time to do that.
To a child. They go to a public school there, they come home, and then you got to re-educate them. That gets confusing to them, and then they end up nowhere. You know, it's confusing. It's not fair to the baby. It isn't fair at all. And, you know, sometimes these mothers have babies with four or five different men. You know, that's a whole different problem. But it doesn't mean it messes up their minds. But sometimes the woman gets confused, right, and she has a baby with the wrong man, and maybe it's not the best thing for the man. It doesn't matter. But what matters is, in the school days, who's teaching our children? Who the hell's doing that? And what are they teaching them? And why don't we know about it? Why is it all being hidden from us?
Well, it's being hidden from us because they know that they're doing the wrong thing. I'm coming up on a hard break right now. I'm going to have to go to some commercials right now.
I had a hard steak last night at the Golden Corral. It was terrible. Yeah, I'm just telling you about the public schools there. They're terrible. We should not have that at all. We got to get involved in our children's education. And I do here in Alabama. I'll tell you what. I know what the hell's going on. I get involved.
Yep, and too many people don't know what's going on, and they need to kind of wise up. I've got to go right now for the hard break. I'll be thank you for your call, and God bless you. reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today. Okay, we are back. One of the things that I've been looking at when it comes to Ukraine is this one about Chernobyl. And it says, Ukraine says Chernobyl radiation has exceeded safe levels, staff held hostage, fears planetary environmental disaster. Russian military aggression in the area has disturbed radioactive dust and normal safety protocols are being ignored. Of course they are. Ukrainian officials tell Motherboard that Russia has seized control over the nuclear and radiation facilities at Chernobyl, a move that Ukrainian officials told Motherboard constitutes a war crime and has already kicked up radioactive dust. In a statement to Motherboard, the Ukrainian government said that employees at the facility have been detained by Russian forces and are not being allowed to rotate through normal safety protocols. The Ukrainian government told Motherboard that they are worried about a planetary environmental disaster. Folks, this whole idea about what is going on over in Russia was made worse by Biden's speech the other day, and it was made worse when he put Kamala Harris in charge of it over there. I mean, we need to look back on what else he put her in charge of. He put her in charge. He made her the czar of what was going on down at the border. Did she ever go down to the border? No, she didn't. Did she ever talk about what was going on down at the border? No, not unless the news media actually caught her and trapped her into speaking about it. But she knew nothing about what was going on down there. She didn't care to know anything about what was going on down there. She says she was down at the border, but she wasn't. She was 50 miles away. She didn't want to go to the border because of one reason, too dangerous for her. But she was in charge of it. And now we've got her over in, or Biden has her over in Germany. What the hell is she going to do over there? Every time she opens up her mouth, she puts her foot in it, just like Biden is doing. And this country would have been so much better off right now if Trump would have been allowed to win the election like he did. Because I can guarantee you right now that if Trump was still in office, this would not be going on. Even though Hillary Clinton is running around the nation right now saying that all of this is Trump's fault. No, all of this is Biden's fault. Biden is the one who shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Biden is the one who shut down all the drilling in Alaska. Biden is the one who shut down most of the oil wells and things here in New Mexico. He literally shut this state down because he shut down the oil industry, which was the big part of New Mexico. Thankfully, it's going again a little bit. But right now it has to be. When Trump left office, gas here was $1.75 a gallon and actually had gone down to $1.49 a gallon. Now it's $3.50 and going up. The price of oil finally went over $100 a barrel the other day. It was $105 a barrel and rising. When Trump was in office, it was $23 a barrel. And Hillary Clinton is saying that all of this is Trump's fault? No, it's not. Hillary Clinton is just as much to blame for what's going on as Biden and Harris and Pelosi. Today I went out to I-40 and cheered on the truckers as they went by. I took a bunch of pictures. It was great. Even here in the liberal bastion of New Mexico, every overpass throughout the town had people crowded over them so that they could wave at the truckers and flag them on. The governor probably hates it. But Nancy Pelosi is sitting in her cushy little lifestyle over in Washington, D.C. now, saying that the National Guard needs to be gotten out because these dastardly truckers are coming and it's going to be horrible. The thing that a lot of people do not realize, because they read the lamestream lying media like the Albuquerque Journal and the New York Slimes and all these liberal papers all over the United States that tell people that it's Trump's fault that everything is going the way it is. How can it be Trump's fault? Biden has been in office for over a year now. The Democrats would never let the Republicans blame any of their members after 6 months for anything going wrong. Yet here it is about a year and some almost 2 months later, and they're still blaming Trump? No, folks, the Trump lies, the fault lies in the Democrat Party, period. Granted, there are some in the Republican Party where the fault lies too. The ones like Mitch McConnell, who will not stay on his side. He keeps swinging over to the Democrat side. The American people need to get rid of him. And every time he thinks that he's going to have a problem with keeping his office, then he becomes conservative as all hell. Until he thinks he's saved his office, then he starts swinging left again. And there is one of the problems of the United States right now. We do not have politicians, or we don't have enough politicians who have the backbone to stand up and say, now, wait a minute, this has gone far enough, we have to stop this now. There are some that do. Jim Jordan, Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, Kristi Noem. There's a bunch. And right now, Ron DeSantis has made an enemy of all the Democrats in Washington, D.C. They're saying that he is a traitor to the United States. No, he's not. He actually is one of them who's doing the right thing. The traitors are Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, which I haven't heard too much of lately, Maxine Waters, Michelle Lujan Grisham here in New Mexico. She's the biggest traitor of them all. She has pretty much destroyed the economy of this state. And then last week, she finally lifted the mask mandate. And there's only one reason for it. There's only one reason for it. And that reason is that the midterm elections are coming, and her election, re-election to be in governor of this state is there. So she decided that what she was going to do is lift the mask mandate, and so she can come back and say, see people, what I did for you, now you can vote for me. Hoping that the people will forget and think, wow, she took the masks away. Let's forget about her destroying 40 plus percent of the government of the state's small businesses. I'm sorry, folks, we can't forget that. That's damn near half of the state's small businesses were destroyed by this woman. And now she wants to be reelected? For what? To destroy the other half? I guarantee you, we reelect Michelle Lujan Grisham to the governorship of this state, and what is left of this state will disappear. Because she will destroy it, period. That is her modus operandi. And anybody who speaks against her is labeled a racist, traitor, communist, what have you. And I know darn good and well she knows about me, because I've sent her videos telling her how bad a job she has done. She may not have seen them, but her staff has. And I hope she's quaking in her boots seeing that so many people came out in Albuquerque, the liberal bastion of this state, so many people came out to cheer on those truckers when they went through. And the last town that they came to here in New Mexico, Tucumcari, they got there and the people threw them a party. fed them, filled their trucks with diesel, just like they did in Arizona. Just like they probably will all across our nation. Because I've listened to the truckers talking, and they have not gone under a single overpass since they started in California, where there hasn't been a whole bunch of people waving American flags and cheering them on. And the one thing that the truckers said was that they don't want to do this. They'd rather work. But they're going to do it until Joe Biden ends the mask mandates, ends the emergency, the COVID emergency, ends it all. That's all he has to do is just end it, and the truckers will go home, go back to work. But now the truckers just left New Mexico. They've gone into Texas, where they're going to stay for the night. And already Pelosi is trying to get the National Guard to protect the Capitol. There's no reason to protect the Capitol. These people are not dangerous. The dangerous ones are Pelosi, Biden, Harris, the Democrats, and the Republicans who don't have the spine to stand up and say, now, wait a minute, this has got to stop. Why we can't continue, why we can't just be Americans and patriotic at that without having our government on the left and the media come down on us and tell us we're all horrible people shows just how back-assward this country has gotten and how back-assward this whole world has gotten. The media essentially is praising Russia. Oh, they're doing such a good job. They're really doing great. And all they're doing is destroying people's lives because Putin has decided that he wants his Russia back. And there's where the problem comes in. Because the people of Ukraine are fighting for their freedom. They're not going to give up easily. As a matter of fact, the leader of the Ukraine said on television earlier today or yesterday that this was probably going to be one of the last times anybody will see him alive. He has been listed as the number one target of Russia. And what did Biden do? He essentially told the world that we're not going to do anything, that we have no means to do anything with. And as soon as he announced that, China started flying fighter jets over Taiwan. This is not going to end well, folks. This is not going to end well. And Biden, Harris just made it worse. And now the whole world is laughing at how weak America has become. I don't understand why. Okay, the way I look at this whole thing is Biden didn't win that election. But why did the people allow that cheat to happen? Why did they allow it to continue? And why is Biden still president of this country? The only reason I can think of is because nobody's got the gonads enough to stand up and say, you're not my president. You did not win that election. Use your common sense on this. When he was running for president and Trump was running for re-election, what did we see? Trump held rallies and there were tens of thousands of people cheering and screaming, yelling, yay. You had to use a wide angle lens so that you could get most of the people into it. But the Biden rallies, 100 maybe, 90, 80, 60, 50 people, not thousands, people. Anywhere from 25 to 125 people at the most. Most of the chairs were empty. Most of the seats were empty. Most of the area was empty. He couldn't put together a rally that had 200 people at it. But Trump couldn't put together a rally that had less than 10,000 people at it. What the hell is wrong with everybody? Common sense should tell everybody that Biden lost that election. Yet who's the president? There is nobody in this country right now that is using their brains, because Biden's not president, but he is being allowed to think he is, and he's being allowed to destroy this country. And destroy it, he has. Like I said, Russia's laughing at us. And then on top of that, Russia also condemned two more countries for wanting to become part of NATO. Russia told Finland and Sweden that if they joined NATO, that there would be military consequences that they would have to suffer. Now, Finland, especially in the wintertime, is no one to mess with. In 1939, Finland damn near beat Russia. Finland and Germany invaded Russia after Finland had been invaded by Russia. Finland lost a lot of territory in that. But when Finland turned around and started fighting back, they took all that territory back and went into Russia. They got to the point where they realized that the people that they were fighting with were losing the war, that they'd better get themselves out of it, and they sued for peace, which is called the Winter War. Not in too many history books. But being as my father was Finn, I've studied the Finland culture. During the ensuing war, which was part of the peace treaty with Russia, Finland had to go back to war against Germany. Finland was given 6 weeks to get Germany out of Scandinavia. That's not just Finland, but also Sweden and Norway. And Finland did it. And during this time became the only country to ever pay off a war debt, and they paid it to the United States while asking the United States for help. The United States refused. But of course, they accepted the money. This was in 39-40. In 41, America was attacked by Japan and brought into the war anyway. So Russia really doesn't want to fight and play fool around with Finland, and especially not in the wintertime, because Finland's not a joke. They're kind of like the David and the Goliath, which is probably one of the reasons why the Ukraine thinks that they can beat Russia. They're the David to the Goliath. They've shot down Russian jets. They've destroyed Russian tanks. They've killed more Russians than Ukrainians have been killed. But the media don't talk about that. All the media talks about is how many Ukrainians have been killed. And that's pretty much the same thing that made us lose Vietnam. The media always, every day, would talk about how many Americans were killed. But they never mentioned how many Viet Cong were killed. And the Viet Cong that were killed as compared to the Americans was way, way more. But the American people didn't know that because the media wouldn't talk about it. They're not talking about that now. And that's how the media and the left lose wars. Wars that should be won. And that's what's going on now. They're trying to make Ukraine lose the war. They've already succeeded in making sure that America will never help them. They succeeded in that with Biden's stupid speech the other night. When he so-called imposed sanctions on Russia. And the sanctions that he put on Russia seemed to be nothing more than something that would help. And then Biden got duped anyway. Biden's White House pled with China to stop Russia, and then China gave Biden's own intel straight to Putin. Do we really need a leader like Biden? He not only cheated his way into the White House, now he's screwing America. And while he's screwing America, Hillary Clinton's repeatedly blaming Trump and Republicans for the Ukraine chaos. And nobody's saying a thing about her either. Why? Because it's the media. Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton are their darlings, don't you know? It doesn't matter what they're doing to America. It just matters that they're on their side. And now the Democrats are announcing that they now have the votes to pass reparations bills. I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone who is alive, who is alive, who owns slaves. And because of that, I don't know why any of us should have to pay when most of us didn't have even relatives. Probably 90% of us didn't have relatives who owned slaves. And if you ask the black people about it, most of them say, this is stupid. All the left is doing is causing a division in races. And while they do this, they're constantly telling us, oh, we're doing what we can to make sure that racism disappears. No, what they're doing is making sure that racism sticks around because that is their idea of how to keep things going. We will be right back. Starting of the first hour. The ending of the first hour, I'm sorry, and we'll be right back. We will be back after these few messages from important sponsors. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNN, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. CNM is trying to find new shows for the weekdays that are open. We have 3 shows now on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The open days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you have a show that you are looking to air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, day that you want to be on, the time that you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air.
Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, all over this nation, we have got people talking about critical race theory, how they want to teach it to our kids. First off, it's a theory. Theories that haven't been proven. I have been over in Tennessee right now. They're from Daily Roll Call, which is Kathy Hinner's site, who announces the second hour of my show. One of the things that they got on Daily Roll Call is the beginning at the very top of the thing is a thing that says, say no to CRT. And people all over the nation are saying no to critical race theory. but they're trying to teach it. Here in New Mexico, they're saying, oh, there is no schools in New Mexico that are that's teaching critical race theory, but they're trying to push it, and they're pushing it hard. And the things that are going on, you know, they keep talking about how, no, we're not teaching it, but they're doing their damnedest to try. And they get mad at parents who go and say, no, we don't want our children being taught this crap. I have watched videos of parents being thrown out of school board meetings because they'll come in and start giving them facts and data and actual truth about what they're trying to do to our kids. And the parents are saying, no, this ain't going to happen. And they get thrown out or carried away by police. Now, the police who are actually doing this should be ashamed of themselves. They're not doing anything but helping push this agenda. Now, I support the police. I really do. A lot of them are great people. But it's just like I've said before. As long as we are humans, there's going to be bad in everything that we do. Now, I'm a conservative, but there are conservatives out there who don't have the backbone to stand up when push comes to shove, and they'll back down. Something they should stop doing. They shouldn't back down. They should stand up and fight for what is right. But they stop and think, well, if I do this, I might get unelected. To which I say, if you don't do that, you'll get unelected. But they don't look at it that way. There's been so many times when the Republicans have had the right and the right side of things, and they've backed down because the media goes against them, because the Democrats go against them, because Nancy Pelosi says, you're wrong. And they just back down. They shouldn't do that. There was an article that was written on January 12th of 2022 from Daily Roll Call. And it said, it brought up a point that I've been talking about for quite a while now, illegal immigration. It's not immigration for one thing, it's a invasion. Living close to the border, I pretty much see what's going on because it comes through New Mexico because our stupid governor allows this. In Del Rio, Texas, there's been thousands of people underneath the International Bridge because they cross over the Rio Grande, they cross over the river, and come into the United States illegally, but they think they have the right to. No, they don't. And when the first thing that you do when you come into a country is illegal, that makes you a criminal. But she wrote an article, or actually Pat Hamsa wrote an article, and it was titled, States Can Combat Illegal Immigration If They Really Want To. Now, this is from Tennessee's point of view, but he said, when Tennessee's elected tell you they can't do anything about illegal immigration, that it's all up to the federal government to fix because the Chamber of Commerce and the NFIB, small business lobbyists, say it's anti-business, or because it's not really a problem in Tennessee because the governor and too many rhino state legislators refuse to acknowledge the growing problem in Tennessee, show them this. And you can do this all over the nation. DeSantis has been working hand in glove with his Republican state legislators to protect his state citizens and legal residents from the destructive immigration policies of the Biden administration. DeSantis has already issued an emergency order to ban the issuance of renewal of all state licenses to companies or NGOs that provide services to unaccompanied alien children, or UACs, in Florida. Now he has sent six legislative proposals to the legislature to address the problem of businesses, NGOs, and any other concern whose operations facilitate illegal immigration. Every state should do this, folks. Here in New Mexico, it won't happen because our governor depends on these illegals. Because without them, she's destroyed this state. And she wants people here that will vote for her. That's how the Democrats work it. They allow these people to illegally come into our country. Then they want to make them citizens so that they will vote. And when they vote, they'll vote Democrat. And that's how they work. It shouldn't be that way. But here in New Mexico, we had a powerful Republican, Yvette Harrell, from southern New Mexico. And the southern two-thirds of New Mexico were almost all Republican. New Mexico gets its liberal bastion status from the north one-third of the state where all the population is. Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Taos. And that seems seemingly changing because when the truckers went through today, there was a lot of people out there cheering them on. But our governor wants these people to continue coming over. Texas is building a wall, the wall that Trump started and Biden stopped. Texas is continuing to build it. Texas is going to be sued by the Biden administration because they're going against what they want. But Greg Abbott has told him, I don't care what you do. We need more governors like that and less governors like Michelle Lujan Grisham here in New Mexico, Gavin Newsom in California, and Whitmer in Michigan. We need fewer of them. But what we have going on now is a bunch of politicians who wouldn't know the Constitution if it walked up to them and introduced itself to them, and they'd probably throw it in jail if it did. Our tyrannical governor here has done everything she can do to this state, and now she wants to be reelected. Over the last 2 years, she has destroyed, never to return, 40% plus of the small businesses in this state. And they're still going under now as I speak. And the people are not, until just recently, haven't even started to notice this yet. First Cafeteria is gone. There is a whole strip mall on the north side of Wyoming out here that was torn down a couple months ago because all the businesses in it disappeared. And it's all because of the Democrat policies of our governor. And I'm constantly playing what is called the rant from my church, from our pastor, who has gotten a lot of people who have said you can't mix politics and Christianity. Yeah, you can. For one thing, politics injects itself into Christianity. If Christianity didn't talk about what was going on in this culture, we'd never know. And our pastor here at Legacy Church constantly tells what the governor is doing. And over the last 2 years, the governor fined our church several times. Those fines were never paid, and they're not going to be because they've been gotten rid of. My church fought the whole time. Outside of our church, every time we'd have a Sunday meeting or a Saturday night meeting or a Tuesday meeting or a Wednesday meeting, depending on which church you went to, because there's about five of them here in town, there'd be big signs out front saying, "Welcome to the peaceful protest." The governor hated our church. She went against our church every way from Sunday. She went against our church because our pastor and our church did not follow her dictates. And more Americans need to start doing this when it comes to the Democrats. They need to stop following the dictates that the Democrats and the media are constantly telling us we need to do. It's a good way to take back our country, and we have to. Our Constitution has all but been destroyed by the left, by Biden, by Harris, by Michelle Lujan Grisham here in New Mexico, by Gavin Newsom in California. Every one of them will go against anybody who talks against them and their policies. And people, a lot of them will listen to that. So, well, if they're going to go against me, I'm not going to talk against them. Me, I don't give a flying flip. They're hurting my country, and I'm going to talk against them. Somebody has to. One of the thorns in Biden's side has been Jim Jordan. He's constantly telling Biden that he's wrong. Ron DeSantis, the same thing. Greg Abbott, the same thing. Kristi Noem, the same thing. We need governors who will stand up and say, "You're exceeding your authority." Because for the last 2 years, our government, the federal government, has exceeded their authority 100-fold. And it's things that we need to stop and try and... We just need to stop it. Because this country is being destroyed by the left. Yet it's the left who's telling everybody it's the right who's doing it. And then we run into these things like people on the right who don't have the backbone to stand up for the right things actually help them. To save this country, we need to clear the swamp in Washington, D.C. and all over this nation. Clear out every one of them. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're on. If they don't follow the Constitution and follow the laws and the Federalist Papers in the founding of this nation, they need to be gotten rid of. And every time they come up for re-election, they need to be voted out. It's like here in New Mexico. Our tyrannical governor is running for re-election. Down in her little pea brain somewhere, she knows that things are going against her. But she don't care. She wants to destroy New Mexico even more. She gets four more years, folks, and she will destroy this state's economy, period. There won't be any economy left. And being able to see those truckers come through Albuquerque today, where most of the liberals in this state live, and see how many people actually came out to cheer these guys on, did my heart some good. It showed there are changes happening here in New Mexico. And I started talking about Yvette Harrell earlier. Her district was in the southeast part of the state, or southwest part of the state. It was all Republican. The Democrats redrew the boundaries of the districts a month or so ago. And Yvette Harrell's district had a big swath of the state added to it, all the way up to the southern part of Albuquerque. Most everything that she got added to her little conservative district was liberal. And in that, the governor and the legislators here in New Mexico are trying to get rid of her power by getting rid of her. You make her district bigger and add more liberals than there are Republicans in that district, and she'll be voted out. Then they won't have her to deal with anymore. That's how they work. Thankfully, the GOP is suing over that. Because with this new map that they drew, Democrats gained quite a few seats, while the Republicans lost a few. And in a state like New Mexico, six seats, one way or the other, will make or break a party. The Republicans lost, I think, about three seats in this redrawing of the districts. Democrats gained six. That's a nine-person swing, delicate swing, towards the liberals. And the Democrats don't think they're doing anything wrong. But they think that when the Republicans fought this, that they're doing something wrong, that they want to make sure that the Republicans don't lose any power. Well, we better hope that the Republicans don't lose any power, because the Democrats have all but destroyed the economy of New Mexico. New Mexico's economy was based on just a couple of things. One of them was oil and gas. Down in Lee County, there's a lot of oil wells. The Permian Basin is down there. And before I left New Mexico 35, 40 years ago, a lot of those were being shut down. Why? Because the Democrats wanted them shut down. When Biden took office and he shut down the Keystone Pipeline, one of the things that not many people really realized was that there were about 10,000 jobs right then and there that were terminated. And then they didn't think about it because the government jury-rigged the status so that the unemployment went down. The number of unemployed went down. It went down at exactly the same time as 10,000 people were put out of work. At least 10,000. Then here in New Mexico, our governor followed suit and shut down the oil and gas industry here in the state, shutting down another 10,000 people. But unemployment didn't go down, or didn't go up. It went down. And the thing that really surprised me was that they're talking about now how unemployment is so low and how it was higher under Trump. No, it wasn't. It was lower under Trump. There was never a time when blacks had lower unemployment. There was never a time when Asians had lower unemployment. There was never a time when Hispanics had lower unemployment than when Trump was in office. All three of those have been hurt by Biden, yet they're saying that unemployment now is at 3.9% or something like that. Ain't no way. If the truth be told, it's somewhere right around 8 or 9 or 10%. There's no way it's as low as the government is saying it is, because too many people are out of work. But there are also a lot of people who are out of work who have stopped looking, because they can make more money sitting at home on their butts collecting unemployment, or collecting the stimulus checks, or collecting the money that's coming from the government. If they're not looking for work, they're not considered unemployed, even though they are. That is how the Democrats swing the numbers the way they do. They look at the people who are actually looking for work, and they count them. Then they look at all the people who are out of work but not looking for work, and they don't count them. So unemployment is at 3.9%, 4.2%, something like that. That's how the Democrats do it. But when a Republican is in office, all these people are counted, even the ones who are not looking for jobs. They're counted. They're not counted when Biden's in office, but when Trump was in office, yes, they were. And that's how the Democrats get away with stealing stuff from the people, because they're not telling us the truth. They're not helping us at all. They're not even coming close to telling us the truth. I'll be back in a moment. Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
As the technology of drones constantly grows, and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies, all in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil field and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call, because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
One.
Things that I have been watching when it comes to what is going on here in America are papers that come out that actually speak about what Biden is doing. One of the articles that I found was from Canada Free Press. And the headline of the paper, of the article, was A Case for Impeachment. And it was written by Steve Rossiter on February 24th. And it started out by saying, federal government must be shrunken to the point that they work within the limits of the enumerated powers as defined in the United States Constitution. Period. That is exactly what needs to be done. And it started out with the United States Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, where it says, the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for the conviction, the conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, in recent times, the House of Representatives has played rather loose with what an impeachable offense on the part of a president is. Throughout the Trump administration, the elite socialist Democrat Party and their minions saw nearly everything Trump did as a president as an impeachable offense. In their misplaced enthusiasm by saying that everything they called an impeachable offense is an impeachable offense, they effectively destroyed the institution of impeachment in their overreach. Nearly everyone who is not an exiled socialist Democrat looked at their actual assertions against Trump as a joke, but they accomplished their goal of leading the uneducated voters' hate to defeat Trump in 2020. The Joe Biden family criminal enterprise is very hard to ignore. Now, in 2022, we need to take a look at the president and the whole Democrat Party. There is a serious case to be made concerning treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. The president Joe Biden family criminal enterprise is very hard to ignore unless you are an elite socialist Democrat, their minions, and the mainstream media. If the monies this criminal enterprise take from highly placed government officials in Russia, Communist China, and other governments are not bribes, there is no such thing as bribery. If Joe Biden inciting the treasonous importation of an army of foreign nationals and facilitating the infiltration and distribution of these foreign nationals all over the United States isn't treason, then there is no such thing as treason. If Joe Biden inciting the use of excessive force by federal law enforcement officers against American citizens that opposed his political positions isn't a crime, then there is no such thing as excessive force. If Joe Biden inciting and encouraging federal officials to violate the Constitution and the unimaginable number of other federal laws, there is no such thing as a rule of law. But who is there to hold President Biden accountable to the Constitution and the federal law? The House of Representatives? Not very likely until the November 2022 election. And even then, it is questionable. Why questionable, you might ask? That leads us to the other criminal enterprise, and I will discuss it. For years, the American public has consistently given Congress low approval ratings in more polls than I can even name. The heretofore unspoken reason that Congress is, to a large extent, a massive criminal enterprise of its own. It is a criminal enterprise where bribery abounds, where too many Congress people get rich as do too many senators, while supposedly serving the people. When serving in Congress became a profession, ethics, morals, and Judeo-Christian values went out the window. As they say, money talks. The fly in the ointment is the Constitution. Identifies only the House of Representatives as the agency to draw up a bill of impeachment. George Washington said, few men have virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Now, I would never maintain that all congresspersons or senators are part of the criminal enterprise, but it isn't hard to identify many of those that have succumbed to the temptation of the almighty dollar. Nancy Pelosi, I can name right now. As always, follow the money. Many scholars suggest the members of Congress are not civil officers subject to impeachment. If a president and vice president become civil officers by mere fact that they were elected to office, then why are Congress people not civil officers or defined by the Constitution? Just because it has never been done does not mean it can't be done. There is nothing in the U.S. Constitution exempting Congress from the impeachment process. The fly in the ointment is that the Constitution identifies only the House of Representatives as the agency to draw up a bill of impeachment. So the likelihood of any representative delving into that morass is highly unlikely. The good old boy network and the you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours is simply too pervasive to no matter which political party controls the House. George Washington also said, however, political parties may now and then answer popular ends. They are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. When the 17th Amendment was passed, the for sale sign went up for every senator. What can be done to fix the severely broken U.S. government? First, in regard to the elected officials, throw the rascals out. Every American voter can inflict term limits on every elected office. In fact, it is your duty to do just that. End elected office as a profession. In every case, the founding fathers cautioned us to not allow this to happen. Throw the rascals out at every election. Next, because we tend to be lazy and not pay nearly enough attention to election after election, establish term limits for every elected official in all levels of government. Citizens should serve their fellow citizens, then go back to their real lives. Nobody should serve in any office more than one term. Nobody. Professional elected office holders are for sale at every level. These should simply be service positions, not a lifestyle or a criminal enterprise. Repeal the 17th Amendment to the Constitution. The founding fathers were wise enough to know that congressmen were to represent the people and Senate was designed to represent their respective states' legislature. When the 17th Amendment was passed, the for sale sign went up for every senator. Lastly, the federal government must be shrunken to the point that they work within the limits of the enumerated powers as defined by the United States Constitution. Everything else reverts back to the states or to the people as clearly defined in the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson said, "The issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite." Right now, folks, we are being ruled by a small elite. And the small elite we can probably name easily. I've named a bunch of them in today's show. MLG here in New Mexico. She's a tyrant. She is a woman who wants everything her way. And when things don't go her way, she throws a tantrum, acts like a baby. Hillary Clinton's exactly the same way. When things don't go her way, she acts like a baby and starts lying up a storm. Kamala Harris. In California, she would spread her legs for everybody who wanted her. And now she's vice president of the United States. She was made czar of the southern border, but she never saw fit to go there. She went to within 50 miles and said she was there, but she wasn't. Plenty of people went there. Ted Cruz has been there quite a few times. Greg Abbott has been there quite a few times. Jim Jordan has been there. A lot of the Republicans have been there. Democrats? I can't think of one. Our border means nothing to them. They don't want that border there. They want it wide open so that everybody can come in. And there are people coming in that are very unsavory, folks. To them, the rule of law means nothing. They'd rather kill somebody than follow somebody's law. And Biden and Harris and Pelosi, MLG, and all of these other liberal governors around this nation are letting them in. They're putting out neon welcome signs saying, come on in, kill whoever you want, don't follow our laws, just vote for us. This article that I just read from the Canada Free Press, I get a lot of things from Canada Free Press. One of the things that they say in a byline after the name of the paper is, because without America, there is no free world. Think about it that way, folks, and you will see exactly why there are so many people trying to destroy America. They don't want a free world. Biden wants to be the king. Kamala Harris wants to be the queen, though they're not married. And then on top of that, if Kamala Harris can kill off Biden to become queen, she'd do it in a heartbeat. although nobody would be able to pin it on her, because the Democrats are good that way. They will do the things that no person should be allowed to do because it's against the law, and they have figured out a way to do it where the other person gets blamed. Everything that is going on in this United States right now is Biden's fault. Biden and the Democrats' fault. But who's being blamed for it? Trump. And if you stop to think about it, Biden has been in our government for over 50 years now. Trump was in it for four. And Trump is to blame for everything that's wrong? I don't think so. The thing that Trump was doing that scared the crap out of the Democrats and the Republicans alike was that he was following the laws and doing what needed to be done to help the United States be great again. But Nancy Pelosi was saying he was just trying to bring back slavery. And she got away with that bullshit. What we are allowing here in the United States now is now that Biden is our so-called president, the United States is weak. Everybody in the world sees the United States as weak. After Biden's speech the other day, there is no freaking way that the United States could do anything about the Ukraine. If the Ukraine's future depended on the United States, they might as well kiss it goodbye right now because we ain't coming. And when it comes to NATO, by placing all these troops around in the NATO nations, they might as well kiss it goodbye too because Biden won't do anything. He speaks tough. When he was talking about Trump, he said, well, if I was in white in high school, I'd take him behind the bleachers and beat the hell out of him. No, he wouldn't have. He would have been too big a coward. When he's speaking from his basement, oh, he'll speak big, big, big. When he thinks he's got a captive audience and nobody can say anything against him, he'll speak big. In his speech the other day, one of the things that had been levied about him was that he was never allowing questions to be asked. And people started telling him, you need to answer some questions. Oh, he answered a few, or at least tried to. And in the ones that he tried to answer, he showed the world he was an ignoramus, stupid idiot, and didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Then when the tough questions came from Steve Doocy of Fox, he shut it down. He stopped it. CNN asked him hard questions. Even CNN asked him hard questions. And he couldn't answer them. Why? Because it goes against his policy. It goes against his policies to do the right thing. We can pretty well guarantee that whatever Biden does is going to be bad for America. And so far it has been. Every bit of it. And it actually started before Trump left office. Remember last summer how when Trump was in office, all the cities from Minneapolis all the way to Portland, Oregon, and even here in Albuquerque were being burned and looted by BLM, but it was all Trump's fault. No, it wasn't. It was BLM's fault for being the terrorists that they are. Black and white. Because that's one of the things that they'll constantly say, well, most of the people who were speaking were white. Yeah, they planned it that way. But the ones getting rich were not. And they were getting rich by breaking the law and getting away with it. I don't know how many Americans would get away with that and not end up in prison. But all these people did. They burned down cities from Minneapolis all the way to Portland. Portland, I've lived there. That was a beautiful city. It really was. I can't say it is anymore. BLM totally destroyed Portland. And the things that they have destroyed were things that should never have been destroyed. Nobody else would have gotten away with it. If it would have been a Republican doing this, they'd have been in prison. And then nobody talks about the things that Trump succeeded in doing. Before the China virus invaded our shores, we built the world's most prosperous economy. America gained 7 million new jobs, more than three times government experts' projections. Middle-class family income increased to nearly $6,000, more than five times the gains during the entire previous administration. Unemployment rate reached 3.5%, the lowest in a half a century. Yet the Democrats are now saying that their unemployment at 3.9% is the lowest it's ever been. Trump achieved 40 months in a row with more job openings than job hirings. That's never happened before. And the press won't talk about this. More Americans reported being employed than ever before, nearly 160 million. Jobless claims hit nearly 50-year low, and now they're trying to say that the jobless claims now are lower than they've ever been. The reason why is because nobody's looking for work. The Democrats have paid them to stay home. Why should they work? Another thing, the number of people claiming unemployment insurance as a share of the population hit its lowest on record during Trump. Incomes rose in every single metro area in the United States for the first time in nearly three decades. And during all of this that was going on, Trump made us energy independent for the first time in over 70 years. Which Biden immediately threw out the window when he became president after he cheated his way in. We're now dependent on Russia. We're now dependent on the Middle East, both enemies of the United States, for our energy because Biden shut down everything. What an ignoramus he is. And that's all I have to say about Biden. He is an ignoramus, and he's running this country into the ground. Him and every Democrat needs to be gotten rid of. Him and most every Republican needs to be gotten rid of. Everybody needs to start running for office if they can do it. And run under the premise of following the United States Constitution and our laws. Because right now, the only thing that's being done is if a law doesn't fit the Democrats' agenda, they make up one. They make a new law, which we then have to follow. It's scary, folks. It's scary. And the other things that were going on during Trump's tenure as president, while he was being lambasted by the Democrats as being impeached several times, He delivered a future of greater promise and opportunity for citizens of all backgrounds, brought jobs, factories, and industries back to the USA. One of them was Carrier that had moved to Mexico, and Obama said, well, they're gone. They're never coming back. Trump got them back, even before he became president. Hit record stock market numbers and record 401ks, rebuilt and invested in rural America, and achieved a record-setting economic comeback by rejecting blanket lockdowns. And October 2020 Gallup survey found that 56% of Americans said they were better off during a pandemic than 4 years prior. And yet Trump was the bad guy? During the third quarter of 2020, the economy grew at a rate of 33.1%, the most rapid GDP growth ever recorded. What has it done since Biden took over? Nothing like that, I can guarantee you. There was tax relief for the middle class. He passed $3.2 trillion in historic tax relief and reformed the tax code. Jobs and investments are pouring into the opportunity zones. Massive deregulation, all of which has been gotten rid of since Biden took over. He successfully rolled back burdensome regulatory overreach, rescinded the previous administration's affirmatively furthering fair housing rule, which would have abolished zoning for single-family housing to build low-income federally subsidized apartments, issued a final rule on the Fair Housing Act's desperate impact standard. There was a lot that Trump did, and he didn't get credit for it because the whole time he was president, the Democrats were trying to get rid of him. And that's all we heard in the media, how bad Trump was, how Trump needs to be impeached, how Trump was being impeached. And then after that first impeachment, Nancy Pelosi said, he has been impeached. No, he wasn't. It was voted down. But according to Pelosi, he was impeached. Then they went after a second one. And all the time, he was doing things for America that no other president had done. He actually got 452 miles of border wall built, something no other president had done. And the biggie was American energy independence. He unleashed America's oil and natural gas potential. For the first time in nearly 70 years, the United States had become a net energy exporter. The United States was then the number one producer of oil and natural gas in the world. But the Democrats were impeaching him. Natural gas production reached a record high of 34.9 quads in 2019, following record high production in 2018 and 2017. The United States had been a net natural gas exporter for three consecutive years and has had an export capacity of nearly 10 billion cubic feet per day. That's all gone now. Biden effectively got rid of all that. And there's so much more here that I could actually read to you what Trump did. But I'd have to stay on the air for another hour to repeat to name it all off. But all the people remember is that Trump was being impeached. Trump was in the wrong. Trump was doing the wrong things for America. Trump was hurting America. That's all the media ever talked about. That's all Pelosi ever talked about. That's all Schumer ever talked about. That's all Waters ever talked about. And when it comes to Maxine Waters, she was instituting violence in the streets, which is essentially what I think gave rise to BLM and what happened over the summer last year. These are things that we have to start looking at, folks, because a lot of this people don't know because the media would not talk about it. Go to Canada Free Press. Look at this article that I just read you, Trump Administration Accomplishments. It was written January 16th of 2021. There is a lot there, folks, and if you don't read it, then it's your fault for not wanting to know the truth because you think the Democrats are telling us. No, they're not. They're lying to you every time they open up their mouths. Thank you again for listening to us here on NWCR Radio. We will be back next Friday. And hopefully, if I can do it this last week, I did not get, I think I got one update done. My daily updates have really suffered since my wife has been out of state. I'm going to have to start trying to do them again because I was doing them daily, Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday I was doing my show, and then Saturday we have Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. His show has been great lately. Bing Fisher has had problems. They've been sick. They've caught COVID, had several things go wrong there. So he hasn't been doing his show, but hopefully soon he will be back. And like that one ad that I had played where we are looking for new shows. On that ad, I mentioned that we have shows from Saturday through Monday. That's not true because at the time I did that ad, I was doing my show on Monday. I do it now on Fridays. But if we get somebody who wants to do a show on Friday, I will move my show to Monday. But we are looking for new shows. Hope we can find some. I'd like to get this network going again like it used to be. We used to have shows every night of the week. There were a couple of nights where we had two shows. Hopefully, we can get that going again. But I wish to say God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless the people. Because our government right now is doing everything they can to destroy the people and their lives, especially in states like New Mexico. Thankfully, the people are waking up. And today was a good example of that when the trucker convoy came through. We will be back next Friday for our next show. And keep your fingers crossed for this week because I'm going to try and do my updates Monday through Thursday. And until Monday, God bless you all. God bless our troops. God bless America. And I'll see you next week.